From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Tomorrow is Election Day. Both houses of Congress are up for grabs, and the votes could become a referendum on the president as well. It's also a big year for black candidates. In Massachusetts, Democrat Deval Patrick could become the state's first black governor. Tennessee could elect the South's first African-American senator since Reconstruction. And in Maryland, Republican Michael Steele, running for Senate, could pull off an upset in a strongly Democratic state. For more, we'll hear from NPR's Michelle Martin, Audie Cornish, and Allison Keyes, who've all been in the field following these contests. We start with Allison, who told me that race is front and center in the Maryland fight between Steele and Ben Cardin, his Democratic opponent.
Cardin beat Kwaisi Mfume, the former NAACP president, in the Democratic primary, and there are a lot of African Americans who have been telling NPR that they're kind of angry that they feel the Democratic Party helped Ben Cardin over Kwaisi Mfume in the primary, and they're telling NPR that they are annoyed that the Democrats are once again putting up a statewide ticket that only has one African American on it. In fact, 4 years ago, there were no African Americans on the state ticket, and some African Americans, particularly in Baltimore and Prince George's County, are telling me that's how the Republicans got in last time, because Michael Steele was the Republicans' candidate for lieutenant governor.
Kwaisi Mfume himself went and wrote an op-ed saying, hey, where's the color?
True, although he did do that op-ed in the Afro-American, which is rather interesting. He has also campaigned with Cardin, though, and Cardin has had a lot of star power. He appeared twice within the last couple of weeks with Illinois Democrat Barack Obama. Both Steele and Cardin had press conferences last week with prominent African-American Democrats from Prince George's County, which is predominantly African-American. So the battle for that part of the vote is almost what's going to drive the outcome of this race, because the polls are showing if there is a high African-American turnout that Cardin is leading Steele by a much higher margin than the Baltimore Sun poll that just came out. But if the black turnout is low, they're almost in a statistical tie, according to the Republicans.
Now, how has Steele made inroads with, you know, the mainly Democratic black base of places like Baltimore and other parts of the state that may be predominantly African American? And what I'm thinking about here is, how did he brand himself in general?
He has very much not branded himself as a Republican. His website doesn't say he's a Republican. He almost never uses the word Republican when he appears. But I have to tell you, the African Americans at the events I've seen treat him like a rock star. They bring their kids to take pictures of him. They introduce themselves to him. They are proud to see him there. Many of them said to me, listen, he's a nice guy. He's 6'2". He's nice looking. And he's got a lot of charisma, which is a bit different than Ben Cardin's campaign style. He is a longtime politician, but he doesn't have the same connection with voters that Steele seems to have.
Steele, who we've interviewed here on News and Notes, is definitely something of a political rock star in his charisma, but he also holds views that may be at odds with traditional Democratic voters. And here I'm not talking so much about race, but about party lines.
Absolutely.
He's very socially conservative. He's a former monk, Catholic monk, and still a practicing Catholic. And he has come down against abortion.
Absolutely.
How do his views line up along party lines?
What's interesting is that even the African Americans that tell me they disagree with him on the issues. In fact, I spoke to a Democrat at a rally recently who said she's voting for Michael Steele basically because she's a business owner and he helped her out. She disagrees with him on the war. She disagrees with him on women's choice. She disagrees with him on stem cell research. But she feels betrayed, she said, by the Democratic Party. So she's going to vote for Steele, and she's trying to urge other African Americans to vote for him to send a message to the Democratic Party that they need to stop ignoring the black vote.
Allison Keyes, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That was NPR's Allison Keyes.